Yeah, got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
Yeah.
But before we start the show, remember everybody, you can support the Hawes Twins at officialhawestwins.com. Pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today, or maybe a hat, or maybe a white privilege card, or maybe some bird products. Use discount code ChineseVirus, I get you 20% off.
Yeah.
We conservative, right? We defend the blue, and we honor our military.
We salute you both.
Yeah, thank you for your service. But in today's video, both y'all some jackasses. There was plenty of blame on both sides.
Plenty of blame to go around for both sides.
Now, some of y'all probably already disliked this video. Yeah. That's because you want to defend the cops.
Yeah, which I totally I understand where you come from.
They have a tough job.
With mainstream media and social media and celebrities are just painting police officers.
It's just evil white men, just evil thugs, and they're not.
Yeah.
Overwhelming majority of our cops do more good in this country than any profession in the United States.
Yeah.
Dangerous job.
Yeah.
But enough of that. I'm going to show you the incident that happened in Virginia. We used to live in Virginia. Grew up in Virginia.
I'm a native of Virginia, man.
Yeah. There's desolate areas in Virginia. But anyway, check out the video.
Traffic stop at BP.
Can't
wait
to hear
you.
Pull
him
back.
Pull the window down!
Felony traffic stop.
Put your hands out the window!
Felony traffic stop, 1836.
Put your hands out the window! Turn the vehicle off, put your hands out the window!
How many occupants?
All units in 13.
How many occupants are in the vehicle?
What's going on?
How many occupants are in your vehicle?
It's only myself. Why are your weapons drawn? What's going on?
Open the door slowly and step out. Open the door.
I'm not getting out the vehicle. What's going on?
Get out the car. Open the door slowly and get out.
What's going on?
Get out of the car now. Open the door and get out the car.
Hold.
Keep your hands outside the window. Keep your hands outside the window.
My hands are right here. What's going on?
Get out of the car now.
Get out of the car.
What's going on?
Get out of the car now. Get out of the car now.
I'm serving this country and this is how I'm treated?
Yo, what? Guess what? I'm a veteran too. I don't know, babe. Get out of the car.
What's going on?
Get out of the car now.
What's going on?
What's going on? You're fixing to ride the lightning, son.
I'm sorry, what?
Get out of the car now!
What's going on?
Get out of the car now! Get out of the car!
Sir, just get out of the car! Work with us and we'll talk to you! Get out the car!
You received an order! Obey it!
I'm honestly afraid to get out. Can I?
Yeah, you should be. Get out.
What's
get
going
out.
On?
What get did out the I car. Do? Get out now.
I have not committed any crimes.
You're being stopped for a traffic violation. You're not cooperating at this point right now. You're under arrest.
For a traffic.
You're being detained. Okay? You're being detained for a
traffic violation. I do not have to get out the vehicle. You haven't even told me why I'm being stopped.
Really?
Get your hands.
Get out of the car now. Get out of the car.
Get your hands off me, please. Get your hands off me.
You know what?
Get your hands off me. Get your hands off me.
Back up there.
I didn't do anything. Don't do that.
Sir,
get out of the car now.
Don't do that.
Hey, sir, get out of the car now.
Don't do that. I'm trying to talk to you.
Okay.
I'm trying to talk to you.
Get out. Just get out of the car.
Can you please relax? Can you please relax?
Get out of the car right now.
Man. This is not how you treat a vet. I'm actively serving this country, and this is how you're going to treat me?
Back up, Daniel.
I didn't do anything. Whoa, hold on. What's going on? Hold on. Watch it.
Get out of the car! Get out of the car now!
The
car now!
Sir, just get out of the car!
I'm trying to breathe.
Get out of the car now!
That's up. That's really up.
Yeah, get out of the car and get on the ground now! You're gonna get it again!
I don't even want to reach my seatbelt. Can you?
Take your seatbelt off and get out of the car!
Can you please
get out of the car now? Listen,
Take off your seatbelt and get out of the car.
Look, I'm just gonna just please.
You're gonna do what you're told. Get out of the car.
Look.
Take your seatbelt off and get out of the car.
Look.
Take your seatbelt off.
Look, my hands are out.
Take your seatbelt off and get out of the car.
My hands are out.
Don't reach in there, Daniel. Don't reach in there.
My hands are out. Please. Please. Look. This is really messed up. My dog is in the back. My dog is choking right
get
now.
Get out of the car. Take your seatbelt off. What are you, a specialist, corporal? What are you?
I'm a lieutenant.
Lieutenant, get out of the car. Take your seatbelt off and get out of the car. You made this way more difficult than it had to be. You just complied. Get out of the car.
I'm reaching for my seatbelt.
Fine. Take your seatbelt off and get out of the car. Straight on the ground. Straight onto the ground.
Ma'am.
Is your commanding officer available?
Down. Let's go.
Is your commanding officer
go.
Available?
Get on the ground. Get on the
can
ground.
Please talk to
get
me
on the ground now. Get on the ground or you're getting sprayed again. Get on the ground.
Can you please talk to me about what's
get
going
on?
Get
on the ground. Get on the ground now.
Can you please talk to me about what's
ground.
Going
get on?
Get
on the ground.
Can you please talk to me about what's
yes,
going
sir.
On?
Yes, sir. You're not.
Can you please talk to me about what's going on? Why am I being treated like this? Why?
You're not cooperating. Get on the ground.
Why am I being treated like this? This is really messed up.
All
right, let's start first things first. They, the cops conducted what is known as a felony stop. Now, they don't do that for just like any traffic violation.
Yeah, right. You running a stop sign, they're not going to do a felony stop.
Yeah, you could be doing 20 miles over the speed limit. They're not going to do a felony traffic stop. The only time
they're going to be a total jerk when they come up to your window.
Yeah.
But they ain't going to get out of that car with their guns drawn.
Yeah. Felony stops is when they feel somebody in the car is
dangerous,
just committed a felony.
Or a serious crime like murder, rape, assault and battery.
Yeah.
A robbery. Something. It has to be a serious crime. They're not going to do a felony stop on somebody jaywalking.
Yeah. Or somebody, a passenger, they for some reason they feel there's a passenger in the car that's dangerous or who has committed a felony or crime or anything like that. Right?
So remember, a felony stop is for a serious incident. They the police have some suspicion that somebody is very dangerous. They're about to stop.
All right, you done beating that dead horse?
Just want to paint a picture for everybody so everybody understand what a felony stop is.
All right, so the police officer said the reason why they conducted a felony stop is because he eluded police and he didn't have a driver's license and his windows was tinted. Okay, if you're eluding police, you could do a felony stop, but are you eluding police when you turn your damn hazards on and you drive the speed limit to an area where it is well lit?
To a gas station? Is that eluding police?
Yeah, because when they first tried to stop him, it was a desolate area.
Right, right.
So what the army officer did was drive to a well lit area.
Mm.
So for his safety and for the safety of the officers.
That's not against the law to do that.
Yeah.
Regardless of who you are, you could be a plain Jane, plain Joe. If you feel that your life is at risk and it's not well lit, you don't have to stop. You can pull over at the next immediate intersection or off the street where it's well lit, where there's plenty of people around.
Yeah, I've seen like on forensic files. Remember the show?
Yeah, yeah.
This guy was pretending to be a cop.
Yeah.
I mean, this is rare, but it does happen. But this guy was pretending to be a cop. He was pulling over women.
Yeah.
Raping them and then killing them.
Abducting them.
Yeah, as if rape was not bad enough. He would kill them after he raped them.
Let me say this. I pulled over in a dark, desolate area, and the cop instructed me, pull over 10, 100 yards up the road. They would get on that intercom and tell me, you know, explicitly, hey, this is not safe. Please continue to drive.
Oh, it's like traffic and stuff?
Yeah, when I was in California.
Yeah, but I want to say this. He didn't elude arrest. He cut off his house. Eluding arrest is if... he cut his damn lights off, and he just floored that bitch. He just pushed that damn, I think it was a Tahoe, just pushed that damn tow doing 150 in it.
He's towed, Tahoe.
Tahoe, yeah.
Yeah.
That's eluding police. Like, if they pulled me over and I was going to elude police, I would cut my damn lights off, and I would push that bitch to 150. I ain't going to jail. The only way you're going to catch me is when I flip this bitch in the ravine.
Yeah, I'm going to be busting U-turns. I'm going to be running lights. I ain't going to have my hazards on. I'm trying to get away.
Yeah.
From what this lieutenant and from what the police report is totally contradicting one another.
Yeah, he was not eluding police, and they say they also he had tent.
Yeah.
It's not against the law to have tent.
Just everybody, I understand if you could defend the blue, but you got to remain objective. There's some bad cops out there. Sometimes, I'm not saying these people were bad cops, but obviously this was a bit aggressive doing a felony stop.
Okay, so So now, let me finish what I was going to say.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
I forgot what I was going to say.
You just totally cut me off mid-sentence. I didn't told you about that. I'm sorry, man.
Okay, so he wasn't eluding police.
You said that already.
Yeah, but you cut me off. I got to reset it up. He was not eluding police. He turned on his hazards. Yeah. And they said also he didn't have a license plate. He had a license plate. Yeah. It was a brand new car. It's up in the window.
Right, right. I'm pretty sure y'all stopped brand new cars before.
Y'all are veteran officers. Y'all know people buy brand new cars, and it doesn't come with tags on it. I can see if it was a 1965 El Camino, and it was like 10 in the car.
Yeah, that car is suspicious. But this is a brand new vehicle we're talking here.
Yeah.
With heavy tint, I see it's heavy tint. It could be dangerous if you're a police officer. But I think you guys jumped the gun. You overreacted.
You can't.
Y'all did a felony stop on a brand new vehicle with the damn license plate clearly visible.
Yeah.
And it's a lieutenant. This guy serves our country.
Right. So, I mean, but on the other hand.
Yeah.
I can understand why a police officer's like, okay, just
yeah.
Wait a minute, I really don't see it from your other hand because he put his he's not eluding police.
Yeah, I mean I want to say this, cops, you have a very difficult, very dangerous job.
Of course, yeah.
Now, when he cut on his hazard lights and he drove the speed limit and he calmly pulled into a gas station, well, in your head, you would think that this man is eluding police, eluding cops. He's not breaking the law. He hasn't committed not one crime yet.
Yeah.
Not one.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe the cop just got up on the wrong side of the bed. And
maybe found out he had herpes. I don't know. Maybe he's having a bad day. But from
he found out he what?
Had herpes.
Well, he should have took the day off or something. You going to take it out on the damn citizens of the country? A damn military officer?
What? I got herpes. Oh, man. What the hell? What the hell? Oh, what?
Damn cop, damn Tahoe just passed me. He got no plates there. Just pull his ass over. Hey, Kim. Let's get serious on this.
Okay.
Let's get serious on this. So.
Well, I'm just.
Hold on, what you.
Can I say something? Can I
talk, man? Don't say nothing stupid like herpes again.
Dude, you think they had the right to do a felony stop?
No,
if it was a dark, desolate area, he's not exceeding the speed limit. He's not evading arrest. He hasn't broken a law. That's just a simple fact.
Yeah.
He has not broken a law at this point.
In fact, this is years ago. I think I just got my license, and I was driving back from Lynchburg, Virginia. I was going home.
Yeah.
And I looked up, and I saw a cop had his lights on. I was like, oh! So I pulled over, and the cop comes and says, I've been telling you for like 10 miles. Why didn't you pull over? I said, I just noticed, officer. And he did not come up to my car with a gun in my face.
Yeah.
He didn't.
Yeah. The police officers, from the very beginning, you escalated the situation with that felony stop. If you'd have just, the driver was calm. You should have got out of your vehicle. One of the cops parked in the front, and the other cop parked. If you'd have just walked up, and after he stuck his hands out the window and just said, you know, as for his identification, all that. I think everything would have been pretty cool.
Okay, but let's go to the military officer.
Yeah.
He's in the Army. How can you be in the Army and you can't follow commands?
Yeah. If you're a lieutenant in the military, if your commanding officer or colonel tells you to do something and you didn't obey his direct commands, you would be in serious trouble. And vice versa, if you told somebody like a PFC or a corporal to do something and they didn't do it, you would write them up.
Yeah, non-judicial punishment is what they call it.
You have some fault in all this. If you just followed their commands, even though they was doing a felony stop, a felony stop, if you'd have just followed their commands, it would have been de-escalated.
Yeah, but I will say this. Even though you didn't do anything wrong,
right?
I've had felony stops on me when I've done nothing wrong.
Right.
Me and my family just left Jack in the Box. We got some Jumbo Jack combos, got some fries, got milkshakes. We was doing that family thing, right?
Yeah.
And these cops in Tustin, California pulled us over, came up to my car with guns drawn on me, my wife, and my kid in the back.
Yeah.
And I said, just like you, what's going on? I was more masculine when I said it. I didn't sound like this damn jackass. What's going on?
He's definitely progressive.
Right? I asked him, I said, what's going on? He said, well, somebody just got, it was somebody just got a robbery or something, yeah. and that their vehicle matched the description of my vehicle.
Yeah.
I said, no. He said, where you come from? I said, Jack in the Box. Here's the damn sandwiches, the fries, the milkshakes. The shit's fresh. I got my baby in the back. I have not robbed anybody. Hey, just ask my wife. And they said, sorry, sir. Thank you for your thank you for your time. I'm like, how you gonna pull a gun in my face and thank me for my time? It was a bunch of three white dudes. White supremacists. I'm just joking. They were white though. They was white. Right?
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
But I just followed their commands and
everything is okay.
They left. But
you was actually trying to, the lieutenant, the guy that's in the army, you was trying to de-escalate the situation by talking, but in a weird way, you wasn't following their commands. Yeah. If you'd have just followed their commands, it'd have been done.
Yeah.
They had no right to do a felony stop. Not from what I saw and from what this guy's saying. Yeah. But if you had just followed commands, even though they was overzealous, even though they escalated the situation, you could have de-escalated the situation by following simple commands. You should know that. You're a lieutenant in the army.
You know how to follow commands. I mean, you say you were scared, but you're putting your camera up. I mean, when I'm scared, I follow directions. Yeah. You putting your camera up, you look cool. You was like, what's going on?
Yeah. Why you got your weapons drawn?
I mean, you don't know what's going on. They cops, they threw their lights on. They pulling your ass over. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
So they told you to put your hands outside the car. You half-ass did that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you would have just followed that directions, I think.
They told him to step out of that car a number of times. If you would have just opened the door, sit at the one white cop, he was really cool. He was really cool. The white cop was actually real, real cool.
Yeah, that damn Latino, though. Sergeant Gutierrez, that dude.
He's a Latino supremacist.
He's something. That dude was over the top.
You finna ride the lightning, boy.
I mean, he said a couple of things you should not tell anybody as a cop. He said, you finna ride the lightning.
Yeah. When he said, I'm scared to get out of my car, and he said, well, you should be.
I mean, why would you talk to him like that? I mean, that would scare me. I'm like, okay, if I step out of this car, you just told me I should be scared because you can do something crazy.
And you got to believe, you know, a lot of people are scared of the cops, not by, you know,
it's not because
of mainstream media.
Yeah.
They're painting you guys to be like these evil people, and you're giving them all the ammunition to think that way. You did a felony stop, guns are drawn. You threatened the guy, said you're fitting to ride the lightning. And then when he asked you what's that all about and he's scared and you come out and say, well, you should be. What do you think he's going to think?
Aren't you actually escalating the situation just like he is escalating the situation by not following directions? Yeah. That's why I say both y'all some jackasses.
Yeah, both parties was trying to outdo one another.
Yeah, the guy, the military officer, that's why you got your camera up.
Yeah.
You want to get it on tape.
You want to incite some kind of wrongdoing.
Yeah, you're pushing the police officers.
Yeah.
I've been pulled over several times by gunpoint and tussling. Seems like it.
Yeah.
By the gang unit. Remember?
Yeah. We had just got the Red Hill Motel, man.
Yeah. We had just got the military because it was a lot of gangs in the area. They just did a felony stop just because they saw us sitting in that damn Cadillac.
Yeah. They thought we were some Puerto Ricans. They thought we was in a Puerto Rican gang.
Yeah. That area is like really Latino.
Yeah. So the cops in the area is very aggressive.
Yeah.
These cops, I don't know what kind of area this is. I'm not too familiar with this area, but.
Yeah.
I mean, the felony stop, because of a no license plate, they should have never did a felony stop.
Another thing I want to touch on is the police officer. I mean, they have the right to drag your ass out of that car.
Yeah.
If they have a legitimate reason to stop you.
Right.
They just can't pull you over for BS and drag you out of the car. Like, I think all three of these reasons why they put them over, the dark tent, the no license plate, and the eluding police, all that's BS.
Right.
He didn't do any of that.
Right.
So you cannot, but they can they do have the power to drag you out of that car if you don't follow the command. So I can see why the cops did what they did, but.
He should have never, and we both agree on this, he should have never pepper sprayed you. You had both hands outside the window.
Yeah, you was obviously no threat. There was no people at the car. And it's like, I mean, the SUV. And that dude, that damn, I think it was Sergeant Gutierrez. This dude walks up like he think he's Snoop Dogg or something. How you holding your?
Yeah, Sergeant Gutierrez, he had a temper on him. He was definitely, he wasn't making things better.
So, I mean, and then at one point, the white police officer, like, they had pepper sprayed him. He's got his hands up. He's still screaming at him, get out of the car. Take off your seatbelt. Look, I've been pepper sprayed before.
Yeah.
When I got pepper sprayed, last thing I wanted to do was open my damn eyes up.
Last thing I want to do is move.
It hurt. I couldn't breathe. Yeah. It stings. I mean, damn. Yeah. I mean, you had to pepper spray him?
Yeah, he was having problems getting out the car before you pepper sprayed him.
And now you think everything's fixed because you sprayed his ass in the face. And then the white police officer actually went ahead and looked at the situation. Okay, you guys, hands up. He's pepper sprayed. He can't see. I'm going to go ahead and help him and take the seatbelt off. And then Gutierrez said, hell no, back up. He can figure this out. I mean, even the white police officer looked at you like, damn, man, you need to just calm down. This dude is in full uniform here.
That white man was starting to feel sorry for this guy. He said, look, man, just get out of your car. We can talk to you. We can work things out. Just please, get out of the car.
Gutierrez ain't having this shit.
Gutierrez is not playing no games in here.
Yeah, and I just think the police officer, he escalated when he didn't have to. And I'm the military officer. Yeah. I mean, if you would just follow the commands, I don't think you would have been pepper sprayed. Yeah. I think they may have put you on your face on the ground and just check you out like that, but you wouldn't have got pepper sprayed. But it's like, it's crazy. Once they got him out of the car, you've pepper sprayed him.
Yeah, he started kicking him in the ass.
He started go straight down to the ground. Straight down to the ground. Get on the damn ground. I mean, this dude is in full uniform.
Yeah, this man is serving our country. A lot of people don't even have the courage to sign up to join our military. For a police officer to treat one of our military service members like it says a lot about that police officer.
I mean, I could see you treating him like that if he's got a felony warrant and it's an actual felony stop. I don't give a shit what service you in. Yeah, you need to get sprayed. You need to get down on the ground. You need to do all that.
Yeah.
But in this situation, that was not relevant.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they don't even charge him with them and send him home. I think it's illegal to send somebody driving when they got pepper sprayed. He can't see.
He's suing for $1 million. He going to get a whole lot more than that.
Yeah, you set the bar a little bit too low there, Jack.
Yeah, I would at least start off with $5-10 million. I would have started off around $10 million. Dare to set it out of court for $3.5 million. You asking for $1 million, fire your attorney. He sucks.
Yeah.
$1 million for that? You see what them dudes did to you, man?
Man, that's chump change.
That's chump change, man. Know what you're worth. Know what you're worth. You're worth more than that.
I mean, the officers had a chance to de-escalate this. They didn't have to escalate it. Even when they had guns on them, you didn't have to pepper spray out. Man, it's like, and if you would have just followed instructions, I don't think it would have went that far. And I see the comments coming from both sides. Or if he would have stopped in the other area, they would have shot and killed him.
Now, that's just crazy.
That's
left-wing conspiracy theories right
there. Yeah, I mean, everybody should understand the political climate we're in today.
Right.
So as a police officer, you got to make sure you dot your I's, cross your T's.
You have to be perfect, which is, you know.
It's next to impossible, but you're the best of the best, supposedly.
Yeah. I mean, y'all have got more training than any police officers, you know, up until, you know, recent time. The cops nowadays, they are well trained.
Yeah.
They should have handled this situation a lot better. When you stop somebody, you can easily de-escalate the situation by just talking to a person reasonably. Screaming with your guns drawn, you're not going to make things better. You're going to freak some people out. Like this lieutenant, he was freaked out.
You think he was freaked out? The dude's setting up his camera while they're screaming.
He had to have been.
Yeah?
To go through all that? The hard thing I have come to grips with, you never obeyed not one command.
Yeah, you didn't even put your hands out the window.
Yeah.
I mean, but they didn't have to do a felony stop. But like I said, I've had a felony stop, a legitimate felony stop done on me. Hold on. I've had a legitimate felony stop conducted on me, and I hadn't did nothing. But it wasn't because of me. It was because my vehicle matched the description of another vehicle.
Right, right.
See, in this situation, none of that happened.
None of that happened.
Y'all said he eluding police. You said he have no plate. That was all BS.
The looting police is you're speeding, you're breaking laws, you're running.
You cutting the lights off.
You cutting the lights off.
You pushing that bitch doing 150.
Yeah, you trying to activate your flux capacitor.
Yeah, you
trying to take your damn car to 2024 when Trump's being reelected. This dude abided by all the laws, cut his hazards on, and pulled into a well lit gas station. That's not eluding police. They falsified a police report. That's actual crime.
Like, I want to say this about the young man, the lieutenant.
Yeah.
You didn't necessarily do anything wrong.
Yeah, he did. He didn't follow commands.
He didn't follow commands, right?
Yeah, you got to say that.
But you have to remember, these police officers are not perfect. You're not perfect. These police officers are not perfect. If you had just followed those simple commands, it would have got de-escalated as soon as you stopped your vehicle.
I mean, if you would have followed commands and it didn't get de-escalated, and I mean, you could get more money. That's the way I look at it.
Well, he's going to get way more than $1 million.
Yeah. I mean, you got to look at it like this. If y'all disagree with us, I mean, that's fine. But look at it. The dude wasn't charged with anything. They sent him on his way. They pepper sprayed the dude, put guns on him. That's not what America's all about. Either you believe in freedom or you don't.
That is not freedom. That's getting pulled over, pepper sprayed, thrown on the ground, and you serving our country. That is not freedom. That's not even conservatism. Yeah. That's a tyrannical government.
Yeah, you giving ammunition to these crazy people on the left saying this country is systemically racist when I know it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's hard to fight that argument when you got Guterres out there looking like a white supremacist. Now, yeah, he's not white, but to black people, that's a white dude.
You white enough.
Yeah, you light skinned. He white. And this dude's a what, an Afro-Latino?
I don't know what the hell that even means. An Afro-Latino? Does that mean I'm an Afro-Irishman? Pick a side. You either black or you're not.
What is Obama? Afro-white? That's just the media.
It's just the media pushing
that. That's two minorities in this one.
Yeah.
He's got like a Spanish last name.
Yeah.
Latino. I would just go with Latino.
I don't really give a shit what he is.
It has nothing to do with it, huh? But the media made it about that.
Yeah, the media.
If this dude was white, I'm sure they would
shit. Dad, you wouldn't even hear about this story.
Yeah.
And then the white dude that got thrown on the ground and pepper sprayed, once he got home and told his parents or somebody, he said, well, you should have followed their commands. That's what white people would say.
Yeah.
You should have stopped. You should have followed commands.
Yeah.
Once you abide by the law, you ain't got to worry about getting pepper sprayed. Yeah. But nowadays, man, people want special privileges, man. They want to be treated with special benefits. Not saying necessarily this guy did something wrong, but he at the very least, you could have followed their commands. You could have de-escalated the situation.
The police have
because
the power.
Cops are not perfect, and cops will make mistakes.
Yeah.
So you don't need to put your life at risk by trying to defy the cops. Just follow their demands.
Yeah, they do have the power to do what they did.
Yeah.
If they abuse that power, you can always sue them. You didn't have to get pepper sprayed.
Yeah.
He hit your ass like 3 times.
Yeah.
What does it say about a military officer? A second lieutenant, and you don't know how to follow commands.
Yeah,
come on, you knew what you was doing. That's why you had your phone out.
Yeah, I don't know if you intentionally did this, but
I think so.
It looks very suspicious when you pull out a camera and you keep saying, "What's going on? Why you got your weapons drawn?" You know how to follow orders. You are a soldier, for God's sakes.
Yeah, why don't you be more like Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump? Be more assertive. Yes, sir. Get out of the truck, sir. Got my hands up, sir. What's going on? You playing stupid, sticking one hand out. What's going on?
Why you got your weapons drawn?
Putting your camera up while he telling you what to do. You know what the hell you was doing.
Yeah.
And that Officer Guterres, man, what the hell is wrong with you? The political climate in this country.
Yeah.
And you think it was okay to pepper spray a damn lieutenant in the Army for supposedly evading the police, which was bullshit. He had a plate. Yeah. In dark tent, you can't do that, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of wrong to pass around, but a majority of cops, the burden of what happened is going to fall on the cops because they're going to hold you guys to a high threshold. You guys have to be perfect.
Yeah,
this guy, he can play stupid. What's going on?
He can.
Why you got your weapons drawn? What's going on? What is all this necessary? I'm not getting out of my car. I don't have to do that. No, I'm not.
Yeah,
he told the cops, I'm not getting out of my car.
And look, now that officer got fired.
Yeah.
He lost his damn job. And this dude's out here putting his life on the line, and he let this situation just ruin it for him. And it's going to get this dude paid, man.
Yeah.
No telling how long he was on the job. But it's like, and then also you mentioned, what are you, he was asking him his rank.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was calling like a PFC, like these low ranking people.
Yeah.
And then he says, no, I'm a lieutenant. It's like, it doesn't look bad. What does it matter what his rank is?
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with it. What? Yeah. Why are you saying you're going to ride the lightning? Why are you saying you better be scared? You,
yeah.
I mean, what's wrong with you? But you did not get taught that in the academy, I'm sure.
And this guy is a medic in the military. He's a lieutenant. This guy's serving our country. He's doing the same job you guys are doing to wear blue. You guys are on the same side. And for this to happen, a whole lot of people had to make a whole lot of stupid mistakes.
On both sides.
But the burden of proof is always going to fall on police officers because they're going to expect you guys to be perfect, which is never going to happen.
Yeah. Well, they're supposed to be perfect. But I think that white cop, when he tried to take his seatbelt off.
Yeah. He was trying to help him so much.
Yeah, he was just like, after Gutierrez told him to back up and don't take his seatbelt off, even he licked him like, dude, man, what the hell?
Just calm down.
Just calm down, man. I was going to take you just pepper sprayed him. He can't see his seatbelt.
The white cop was almost like, man, please just get out of the car. Please, man, just get out of the car. We can work with you. Just get the fuck out of the car. This dude is a loose cannon. I don't know what he's going to do next.
Damn, good show.
Yeah. Mike Lindell, true patriot. He needs our help.
Here's a man who started from nothing,
built a great company, great products,
have seen rock bottom, have seen the worst. He ran through drug addiction.
Yeah.
I mean, this man has accomplished so much thing. He's the epitome of the American dream.
He worked hard, has a successful business, great products. And just because he supported the president of the United States, they've taken him out over 20 stores. They're banning him on social media.
Yeah.
He's having a tough time even marketing his products.
Yeah. In this country, he's a man of principle. He has employees. He's got a great product. Mm-hmm. And just because he has different political opinions, big tech wants him to go away. But we're not going to let that happen on our channel.
They want to crush this business, too. So support Mike Lindell. Go to MyPillow.com and use discount code HOGSTWINS. Get up to 60% off.
Yeah.
We take care of our patriots in this country.
Don't forget, go to OfficialHOGSTWINS.com. Go to the Fight Censorship tab. Hit the links. Follow us on Telegram. Follow us on Rumble. And follow us on YouTube. They haven't censored us there yet.
Yeah, they're actually being fair.
Yeah.
Go to OfficialHoffTwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese Virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again.
Yeah.